On regional radio, we're joined by Novi Foland, who's currently at Fayette but has accepted the Keytesville girls basketball head job, and he'll also teach science 7th through 12th grade as he pursues his master's, in fact, at Clemson. So, Novi, what attracted you to the Keytesville girls basketball job?
Well, I originally coached some of those girls before when I did junior high over there when I first started teaching. And here at Fayette, my wife and I, when we coached the varsity team, we did, I think, a pretty good job of taking a program that's been struggling a little bit and turning it around. And the program over there at Keytesville, they haven't had a consistent head coach since Dustin Figg was there, and that's been a couple of years now. And so they have the opportunity, and I know the girls, and I want to help try to make a program and start getting things more consistent over there for them.
Yeah, how much of an advantage is that? Given, like you said, there's been a lack of stability, but you'll go in obviously having a relationship with the girls already. How beneficial is that?
I think it's going to be a huge benefit. I mean, obviously in the classroom, they're going to know how I work with that, so I don't have to establish things. But in the court, they kind of know how I coach, and I'm going to be bringing new things. Since I've been gone for a couple of years, I've learned some new tactics working with a plethora of coaches in many different sports. So they're going to be used to some of my things, and then they're going to see some new stuff, and I think that's going to allow for a lot more opportunity.
Beyond just the relationship with the players, how much did your experience already at Keytesville factor into your interest in this job?
Quite a bit, actually. It's it's with a heavy heart leaving Fayette, but the community over there at Keytesville, I adore. They take good care of their people. They take good care of their teachers and their coaches, and I'm just looking forward to go back because they just made me feel at home there.
We're talking to Novi Foland, who currently teaches science at Fayette, but he's headed to Keytesville for girls basketball as well as science. Take us through the hiring process, Novi.
So it's actually kind of an interesting story and whatnot. I had talked to the superintendent over there saying that, I was kind of looking around. I'd be interested in the coaching position, but they had a science teacher there at the time who wasn't going to be leaving quite yet. And then I actually applied for a position at Salisbury, and the teacher at Keytesville also applied for the position at Salisbury, and she ended up taking the position at Salisbury. And then the superintendent called me and said, "Hey, we got the position open now if you're still interested." And I said, "Definitely, and if I can get the coaching, that'd be great." So knowing the superintendent helped, the principal over there did most of the hiring process with the interview, who I have not worked with before. And so we were still able to do things kind of traditionally, but having experience there and knowing the school board, I think helped kind of speed things up a little bit.
Novi, tell us about your background post Central Methodist University. What have you been doing in coaching the last few years, and including now at Fayette, your alma mater?
I feel like I've been coaching just about everything, it seems like. When I started at Keytesville, I did junior high basketball, which is 7 through 9 there. Then I did some assistant varsity baseball. After Keytesville, I went to Fayette. I started assistant varsity softball, moved into assistant varsity baseball for the first year. Then the second year, I assisted with the junior high football and high school football teams, which we've had a lot of success with those guys. We were undefeated junior high and the football team, our first conference championship in a while, as well as district championship in a while. And then towards the end of that first year at Fayette, my wife and I got hired as the head and assistant coaches of the girls basketball team, and I think we did a really great job with that team. We've taken a team that hasn't had even a 500 record since, I think, 2012 at least, hasn't won a district game in over a decade, and we led them to their first district win, their first 500 season, as well as some trophy games they haven't seen in years either.
What was it like coaching with your wife?
It's interesting. Basketball never stops when you actually live with the person you coach with. You ride home together and you talk about it. You get home, you make dinner, you eat dinner, you talk about it. We had to eventually just say, "Hey, no talking about basketball right now," so we can actually, get away from it, kind of de-stress a little bit. But I think for her, it was a big benefit knowing that she could say anything to me, with another assistant coach. Sometimes you have to watch what you say a little bit. She didn't have to be afraid to talk to me. And as an assistant coach, sometimes you feel like you might step on your head coach's toes a little bit if you say too much. But with her, I wasn't afraid to tell her my thoughts and opinions. So I think that benefited them a lot, that we were able to have that kind of teamwork going on.
We're speaking with Novi Follin, the new Keytesville girls basketball coach. Novi, how would you describe your coaching style?
It's evolved quite a bit. At first, at Keytesville, I kind of started off how I was coached, a little bit more of the aggressive type. I'm not afraid to yell a little bit, almost more like football style. But as I kind of matured a little bit as a teacher and a coach and learned some new things from guys that have had years of experience, I've kind of learned how to find a little bit more of a middle ground. You gotta relate to the kids, and I think I do a good job of, you know, trying to relate to them, be their friend, but also still establish that I'm in charge. I expect the best from you, even if there's off nights. I still expect you to give me everything you got. So, you know, I pick them up. I'm willing to tell them what they need to hear, but in a way that will benefit them instead of just bringing them down.
New Keytesville girls basketball coach Novi Follin. Congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you very much.